Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Every election cycle for the past two decades, our office has been inundated with calls and emails from frustrated voters, all asking the same question. Who am I supposed to vote for in the judicial races? There's plenty of information on all of the other political candidates, but information on candidates for judgeships and Supreme Court justices remains an impenetrable black hole. In my opinion, we have the best courts that money can buy, not because judges are accepting bribes or anything nefarious, but because large sums of money are donated by liberal special interest groups like the trial lawyers, which is then spent on fluffy, meaningless TV ads, which have reduced our judicial races to little more than popularity contests. In recent years, we've proven that the vast majority of our judicial candidates are demonstrably left-leaning. In the 2016 election cycle, we went back through 30 years of campaign finance records and found that judicial candidates in that cycle had historically given over 90% of their own political donations in partisan races to Democrat candidates. It was as though a light bulb went off. At a time when our state was moving decidedly to the right, our courts were still being dominated by liberal judges. And in 2021, the myth that the courts were somehow politically neutral was shattered when the legislature got hold of a tranche of emails that proved that judges were prejudging cases. It was extremely embarrassing for the courts, but it proved once and for all that judges were just as politically motivated as any other person serving in public office. Which brings us back to the question. At a time when Montana has shifted so far to the right that Republicans hold every single statewide office and majorities in both the House and the Senate, why do we continue to elect liberal judges? In my opinion, it's because when it comes to judicial candidates, people have no idea who they're voting for. Across the U.S., judges are selected in one of two ways. They're either appointed or they're elected. In Montana, we've chosen to elect our judges, which is fine as long as people know who they're voting for. In the U.S. Supreme Court case of Republican Party of Minnesota v. White, the court said that in cases where judges are elected, voters have both the right and the responsibility to cast informed votes. Informed votes, not stabs in the dark or educated guesses, but fully informed votes. To that end, the Senate Judiciary Committee today will hear Senate Bill 42, a bill to restore partisan judicial elections in Montana. I said restore because we used to elect our judges with a party affiliation. That changed some years ago when Democrat majorities in the House and Senate, led by a Democrat governor, changed the law to make judicial races nonpartisan. The courts, the trial lawyers, and the State Bar Association will no doubt oppose Senate Bill 42 on the grounds that it will inject politics into an otherwise politically neutral judiciary. But as Governor Gianforte pointed out this week in his State of the State address, the Montana Supreme Court is nonpartisan in name only. Electing judges by party may not tell us much about a candidate's judicial temperament, but it would tell us something about their ideology and political philosophy, which is orders of magnitude more information than we have now. As I said, this is nothing new. This is how we used to elect judges. It's time to acknowledge that this experiment in nonpartisan judicial elections has failed and left voters incredibly frustrated. It's time to return to a system where voters can cast informed votes. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.